Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 15th edition, and we have a loaded 15-game slate on tap for you today. A couple big-time pitchers, and then a lot of interesting options that I don't mind taking a few darts with. So let's talk about the totals on this slate. Reds at Pirates, total of 9. Marlins, Orioles, total of 9. Rays, Yankees, total of 9. He's sensing a trend yet. Nationals, Blue Jays, 8.5. Twins, Indians, 7.5. The Klubot takes the mound. Padres, Braves, 8.5. Rockies, Rangers, this is in Texas with a total of 11. It is going to be in Fuego with two average at best pitchers. It'll play, or should play, like Coors Field. So keep that in mind. Tigers, White Sox, 8.5. Phillies, Brewers, 8.5. Cubs, Cardinals, 8. Astros, Royals, 9. Angels, A's, 8.5. Mets, D-backs, 8. Red Sox, Mariners, 7.5. Gigantes, Doyers, 7.5. So we got a fun one on tap. You have five totals of 8 or below, and then 8.5 and above for the other 10 you got, and you have one in the 11. Let's get cracking. Quick look at your weather, I guess. San Diego, Atlanta, chances of rain there, so keep an eye on that one. But then Colorado, Texas, I said hot. Wind blowing in at about 14 miles an hour, but as hot as it is, I doubt it matters. Houston, Kansas City might be a little overlooked, but wind's going to be blowing out to left pretty heavy clip, around 15 miles an hour, and very, very, very hot there as well. And then Angels, A's blowing out to center at about 16 miles an hour. Start with the pitchies on this slate. Corey Kluber, $13,600 at home against the Minnesota Twins. You know, everyone was wondering about Kluber starting out the year, kind of rocky. He's got a 25-point game against Minnesota. Rocky and Kluber standards, I should say, because he wasn't striking out the world. But he's got seven or more Ks in four straight starts, five straight starts. And he's got basically 24 or more points in those starts with three 30-point-plus performances. Minnesota strikes out 22% of the time. Kluber, a 32% K rate. Lots to like about the Klubot in this one. His strikeout rate in the month of May, like in the month of April, March and April, he was like a 20-something, low 20s. He's in the mid-30s in May, so May and June, so definitely striking out a lot of guys. Minnesota's team total is 2.8. It's tied for the lowest on the slate. Lefty's 268, righty's 294. Very expensive price tag on a slate this size. You're going to hear everybody go, oh, you don't need to pay up for him. Cash games, I would. But GPPs are going to say, you don't need to pay up for him. You can save cash and get other pitchers and get more bats. And I agree. There's a lot to be said about that. But this is also a prime spot, probably the highest ceiling on the slate. So definitely a guy to not sleep on. If you want to spend up, the Klubot is in play. If you want to go down about $2,900, James Paxton is $10,700. And he's at home against the Boston Red Sox. And people are going to go, oh no, we can't play Paxton at home against or playing period against the Red Sox. Well, thank you. Because we will. He's got 25 or more points in four of his last five, including 31 or more in three of those five. Facing a Boston team who really strikes out a lot versus left-handed pitching, approaching a 25% K rate. Yes, they have a ton of power versus lefties, but you look at Boston, whose team total is 3.4, third lowest on the slate. Lefties are hitting 330 versus Paxton. Righties only 287. And it's funny with Boston. Yes, they have the power. We know JD Martinez versus the lefties, amazing. Mookie Betts is great. But they have a below-average WOBA of 299, and one of the, you know, I'd say 10th or worse, ISOs versus lefties at 143. They really do struggle against lefties, which is surprising. Like, am I saying this is a lock? No, but for GPPs, James Paxton is a really good play at $10,700. I really, really like him. I think people are going to say, always facing Boston. I can't go there. Hey, and we know Boston can beat up any pitcher on the planet. They're that good. At the same time, it makes for a very good play, a very high-end pitcher at 10-7. When you drop down to $9,800, you got Ross Stripling at home against the San Francisco Giants. Giants has been on a brutal road trip so far this year. Stripling has been really, really good of late, as one can tell. He's got 25 or more DraftKings points in 5 straight starts, 19 or more in 6 straight starts. Been outstanding. I don't really need to sugarcoat this too much. Giants striking out about 25% of the time. Stripling's strikeout rate, his walk rate's low, his swinging strike's great, ground ball's great, low hard contact, some of the lowest hard contact in all of baseball. I believe I was reading Josh Cole. I mentioned it once in a while. He does his 10 things you should know for the Slate column about 3 times a week at Roto Grinders, and it's free, so that's why I promote it. And he was mentioning Stripling's hard contact rate's like below 20% in this run he's been on since he's been starting in May. It's been crazy, absolutely crazy. So definitely got to look at it. Another thing to keep in mind, his team total of 2.8 is the same as Minnesota's versus Corey Kluber, and you're saving, quick math here, the two, $3,800. So you got a team with a 320 WOBA in the Giants versus righties and an ISO of 154. So a little above average WOBA, below average ISO. Stripling's been outstanding at $9,800. I'm assuming he'll be the chalk up top. So something to keep in mind. We do look at that, but he's very, very much in play. One of the top options on this slate for price point value. Last in this 9K and above range, you got Tyler Skaggs at $9,300. You know, Skaggs at time can give it up. We do know this. And he's at Oakland, which is a good pitcher's ballpark. Pitched a little better on the road than at home this year, 2.66 ERA compared to 3.62. Faced the A's once this year, 6 1/3, 3 hits, no earned, 5 strikeout performance. Back-to-back outstanding starts at Minnesota and against Texas. This A's team does have some thump. You know, Chris Davis does love his lefties. You got Chapman out there who can rake. Piscotty can run into one. I'm not running to say he's the guy you're worried about. But there are a lot of options out there that could become interesting, but not terrifying. They strike out 24% of the time versus lefties. The thing with Skaggs, you know, good ground ball rate, good strikeout rate, does give up a good amount of hard contact. So that's, like I said, the home runs can come from time to time. The A's have a 4.2 total. It's middle of the pack. Lefties 280s, righty 317. But they have a below average 297 WOBA versus left-handed pitching. Something to keep in mind there. An average ISO. So they might run into a few, but at $9,300, I think Skaggs was overlooked and could be put together a nice 20-25-plus point performance out there tonight in Oco Coliseum. Late-night hammer. It's something we don't talk about enough on this podcast because I try to get through it as quick as possible, but this one's already going to be long anyway, so screw it. Something to think about on slates, especially this size. The West Coast games get overlooked more than the East Coast. People, A, they want to watch games before they go to bed, so that takes up about half the country. B, they just want that, you know, if I'm sitting at a bar, I want to be able to score my games. I want to watch my games. I have there are more fans over on the, you know, Central East Coast, stuff along that nature. So that's what you're keeping in mind. Now, yes, Ross Stripling should go well-owned at his price point. There'll probably be a lot of Dodgers bats for Derek Holland, but you look at that A's game. That A's game could get overlooked. You look at Mariners games, they could get overlooked. So it could be interesting. Maybe it's different tonight because those are some great options we already mentioned. But in general, something to keep an eye on those West Coast late night games. They do get overlooked ownership-wise compared to most other times. So on your 9K and above, you got Stripling 1, Paxton 2, Kluber 3, Skaggs 4. I only have Kluber 3 because of his pricing. If he was priced around Paxton's price, he would be number 1. But I think he's the best play on the slate by far. Just price-wise, you might not want to go so far. Those are based on skill and pricing combined. So Stripling 1, Paxton 2, Kluber, Skaggs. Like that quite a bit. Let's drop into the 7 and 8K range. I got 5 arms for you to take a look at. Gio Gonzalez, $8,800 at Toronto. I love mentioning Gio when he's priced like this. We hated him when he was priced out the roof. But now he's at least a reasonable price. And coming off a rocky start against the Giants of all teams. Prior to that, 24-8, 22-5, 22-8, 22-7, 22-9, 29. That's pretty damn good. And he's a guy that people just crap on left and right. And a lot of it was fair when he was priced to $10,000 to $12,000. Yes, that's scary. But $8,800 for Gio Gonzalez at the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that strikes out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have Josh Donaldson. It's about the only thing that really jumps off the page at me. They'll have a couple other guys that Justin Smoke does hit good against lefties. There's no hiding that. Gio will give up some solo shots from time to time. They have a team total of 4, a little below middle of the pack. Lefty's 227, righty's 324. Basically a barely average, almost below average, wOBA of 300 and an ISO of 174 versus lefties. So at this price point, I like Gio because he can give up a few runs, but he can get you a handful of strikeouts. In cash games, I like him a lot because he gives you quality start after quality start. GPPs, I still think there's upside, and his ownership would be tremendously low. And that's why I wanted to mention Gio at 8,800. You got Kevin Gausman, $8,500 at home in Baltimore against the Miami Marlins. The Marlins will get to add a designated hitter. Does that matter? Probably not with Miami, but you never know. Gausman is a GPP only because we know that any team can blow up on Gausman when he's just not located and throwing meatballs. At the same time, when Gausman's on, he's one of those GPP type plays that can get you 25, 30 points on a good night. He's got a Miami team that strikes out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. His ground ball rate has got up to 44%, which is really, really good for one Kevin Gausman. Miami's team total is about 4.15. Lefty's 331, righty's 354. But you look at their wOBA and ISO, both way below average. Their ISO is one of the worst versus right-handed bats, pitchers in all of baseball. wOBA of 286, ISO of 117. Both really, really, really bad. It's something you don't want to take pride in. And those are the kind of stats you look at to give Kevin Gausman with his K upside. The ballpark doesn't help him at all, but the lineup he's facing does. And 8,300 or 8,500 becomes an intriguing GPP type option. Johnny Lester, $8,300. Let me read you some stats from that Josh Cole 10 Interesting Things column. Because I'm always hesitant to use Lester, but A, his price tag is very nice. If I can say Gio at 88 is good, Lester at 83 is outstanding. When you look at Lester in his last 10 games against the Cardinals dating back to 2016, he's not allowed more than 3 earned runs in any of those games. He struck out 6-plus batters in 7 of those games, 7 of those 10. And we know like his 2.22 ERA, we mentioned it all the time, I mentioned it on Bench with Bubba and else, is you know up for regression. But you're facing a St. Louis Cardinals team that does, you know, not the world beaters in Ks, but they've gone up this year. 23% K rate versus lefties. We love that. That's outstanding. People still think they're a big, you know, not big strikeout team. Lester's got a K rate of 23%. Ground ball's very good at 44. Soft contact. He's only a 30% hard contact guy. The Cardinals team total's 4. It's one of the 10th lowest on the slate, maybe lower. Lefties 312, righties 352, so he does give up contact though to righties. But you look at the Cardinals also, average wOBA of 312, barely above average ISO of 172. Yeah, Ozuna is a beast for lefties. I have no problem with you saying I want to use Marcelo Ozuna. Jose Martinez is crushing baseballs, loves facing lefties, hasn't hit with as much power this year versus them, but he's in play. Tommy Pham's been struggling a bit, but he's very good. You got Yadier Molina. You got Harrison Bader. I get it. The list can go. Yair Munoz at short. It's a heavy list, but it's also John Lester in a really good matchup at $8,300 that people are going to overlook because they see the Cardinals, and he could definitely be in play for you today in a GPP. Very good track record, very good stuff. Could he blow up? Sure, but that's the thing we do with baseball. All right, Zach Godley at $8,100. This guy has been tilting as tilting can be. Coming off of 24 points in his last start, which was oh so nice, at Colorado of all places. Got beat up by the Giants, pitched well against Cincinnati, got beat up by Milwaukee. So it's just like hit and miss with him. He's faced the Mets once this year, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 walks, 6 Ks for 19 DraftKings points. You'll take that. And the reason we're targeting Godley today on a slate with so many options and he could go elsewhere in a heartbeat is the New York Mets. They strike out almost 22% of the time. Godley, you know, still a 54% ground ball rate, an outstanding swinging strike rate, a great strikeout rate. Just wonders why things aren't working at time. The Mets have a 3.8 total, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 349, righties 382. So if you want to play some Mets, knock yourself out. I liked him yesterday. Conforto and Nimmo both went deep. They have an average wOBA, an average ISO versus righties, 308, 161. Nothing crazy there. So Godley at 81 could be in play. People, again, on a big slate like this, just like Lester, they might just say, screw it, not going to go to Godley. But it is the Mets, something to definitely keep in mind. So when you look at your 8K and 7, oh, one more in 7K, sorry. This one is GPP only if you want to go for the ownership play. And I'll say it again because I say it on other pods that have 15-game slates or so. Ownership will be spread out quite a bit. There are some you can sense will be chalky, like Ross Stripling should be chalky. That's just going to happen. But you look at this range here, it can get really muddled unless guys just don't want to play Lester, just don't want to play Gio. Maybe they flock to Godley because it is the Mets, and that's a common trend these days. But Kyle Gibson at the Cleveland Indians. Hear me out. Okay, on the road, much, much better. 2.13 ERA on the road, at home 4.78. 23.4 DraftKings points on average compared to 10.9. He faced Cleveland earlier this year, 5 2/3, 2 earned, 1 was a homer, and 7 strikeouts for 20.4 points. Again, $7,500. He's facing an Indians team, strikes out over 22% of the time. Gibson, 20% K rate, 50% ground ball rate, does give up hard contact. No hiding that one at all. Cleveland's team total is 4.7, about 8th highest on the slate. Lefties 308, righties 329. Yes, we know, their offense is very, very good. But Kyle Gibson's been that underrated, just kind of sleepy, good talent this year. He's a guy in a GPP. If you really want to play the low ownership game that you don't have to, he is there and an intriguing option. So your five pitchers in the 7 and 8K range, I got John Lester 1, Gio Gonzalez 2, Zach Godley 3, Kevin Gausman 4, and Kyle Gibson 5. So really good options there to pair up with someone up top, or you can pair a couple of them together and get all the bats. Or we go to the 6K and below range, where there are some options I like. One guy I've fallen in love with, and one of these days is going to bite me in the ass. But Brent Suter continues to put start after start after start together. He's facing the Philadelphia Phillies at home in Milwaukee. He's faced Phillies once this year. 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned, 1 home run. 5 Ks for 16.3. You'll take that at $6,500. He has 16.3 or more points in 5 straight starts. In 6 of his last 7, he sprinkled in a couple 20-plus point performances in that time period. He's starting to strike out guys a little more. He has a strikeout rate up to, it's over 20% now. It's like 20.3%. Philadelphia team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Again, $6,500. And Philly has a team total of 4. 3.96, almost the same as the Cardinals. It's 2, 4, 6. 8th lowest on the slate. They have a WOBA of 296, an ISO of 124, both below average. That 124 ISO is like 7th or 8th worst versus left-handed pitchers in all of baseball. Yes, Aaron out there can rake. Santana's a switch hitter. Cesar Hernandez is a switch hitter. Rhys Hoskins is a monster. They have options. There's no hiding that. But at $6,500, Brent Suter is in play for me today. I'm going to throw something out there because everyone is going to talk about Jonathan Loaisiga. I worked on that all last night and I still butchered it. Loaisiga of the New York Yankees. Prospect coming up. He's barely pitched over AA. Let me read to you his game logs for the season and tell me if this is the guy you want to spend this kind of cash for. So he's made 10 starts this year. He made 4 at high A. He's made 6 at AA. He's got 5-5-5-5-5-5-3-5-5-2. Those are his innings pitched. Hasn't gone past 5 innings. In those games, 64, 63, 87, 83, 89, 78, 58, 77, 77, 49. Those are his pitch counts. I'm not sure how long they want to stretch this guy. His highest pitch count was 89. That was back on May 3rd. Since then, 78, 58, 77, 77, 49. He has a big strikeout arm. You're going to hear that over and over again. He had a K rate over 30% in the minors. Doesn't walk many guys. So he's got that going for him really, really well. Can't give up a home run from time to time. In the double A, he did see the long ball increase a bit. So he's a play that's going to be mentioned a ton. Yes, the Rays suck. They'll have their flashes of brilliance. They don't have a lot of lefties in the lineup, a lot of righties. Everyone's flocking to this guy at this price. I'm going to just watch him and enjoy. If he throws a gem, congratulations, tip my cap. But I just don't know how long he's going to go with that price point. I'd rather roll with Bruce Suter or Brent Suter. Or heck, take a dart with Jose Urania at $6,300. Yes, Jose Urania. It's a dicey play. He's a double-digit guy with 20-plus point upside. He's at a Milwaukee Brewers team that strikes out a ton. They have a 25.2% K rate versus right-handed pitching. For $6,300, you know a guy's going to probably give up some runs. Give me the strikeouts. You're loving that with Jose Urania. Excuse me. He has a 45% ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contact. Baltimore's team total is 4.9. It's 6th highest on the slate. Lefty's 375. Righty's only 300. He's done a great job versus righties. And they have a below average WOBA of 289 versus right-handed pitching. And an average ISO of 153. So Urania at 63. Yes, he has the tendency to get wild or give up some home runs. That's a whole, not a lineup that terrifies you. They strike out a ton. This is a guy I could definitely get behind and could be another sneaky ownership type play at $6,300. I'd almost rather take the gamble on Urania than Kyle Gibson higher up for $1,200 cheaper. After Urania, another guy to look at is Brandon McCarthy, $5,900 at home against the San Diego Padres. Yes, he's not great anymore by any means. He's got 21 plus points in two of his last four starts, three of his last four, five actually. So he's got the upside. He's also got the beatability, but he's facing the San Diego Padres, another team we like to target. They strike out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Honestly, both could get shelled, but like a Urania McCarthy combo gives you every bat you ever want under the sun, every one of them. And it's scary because they both can get shelled, but they both could put up 15, 20 plus points and you get every bat, and who knows what the hell you do then. But not saying it's a must-go thing, but it is definitely on the table. It's a San Diego team with a total of 3.9. It is seventh lowest on the slate. Lefty's 369, righty's 311. They have a 288 WOBA, 126 ISO, both dreadful versus right-handed pitching. So McCarthy at 59 at that price tag is in play. Lastly on this list, another guy at 59 I like a lot, and regression bug is coming for him. It's been talked about many times, but Ronaldo Lopez at $5,900 is a very solid play at this price point. Going up with the Detroit Tigers team, he's faced early this year for 17.3 DraftKings points on average. He's faced them twice, giving up two runs in 14 innings, eight walks, eight Ks. That's always his issue. He's pitched much better at home this year on the road as well, is the walks. If he's controlling the walks, he'll be just fine. Detroit strikes out over 21% of the time. He's got only a 16% K rate and a 9% walk rate, but it is a very intriguing team against a Detroit lineup that is just bad, very, very bad. A total of four. Lefties 347, righties 347, but look at the Detroit offense, 298 WOBA, 142 ISO, both below average. So a lot you can target there with Ronaldo Lopez. Very, very much in play for you today. All right, let's down below, I have Lopez 1, Suter 2, Urania, or McCarthy 3, Urania 4, but it just depends on your level of, you know, what ownership you're looking at, what level of gamble you want to take, because they're all very interesting punt options. So recapping your pitching, up top, Stripling 1, Paxton 2, Kluber 3, Skaggs 4, in the middle, the 7 and 8K range, you have Lester 1, Geo 2, Godley 3, Gossman 4, Gibson 5, and when you drop to the 6Ks and below, Lopez 1, Suter 2, McCarthy 3, Urania 4. Let's get to the bats. Before we do so, I got to talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts, and they're done in under 5 minutes. You draft them, you sit back, you enjoy. There's no ownership to worry about there because you're the only one that owns them. If they're not in the lineup, there's a drain out. They give you an alert. You can change them out with anybody that has not played yet. So tons to enjoy there. And when you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports. And you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. If it's baseball, golf for next week, if it's NFL best ball, it's entry into any of your $3 tournaments of your choice. So go check it out, draft.com, draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. Now let's start off with the catcher's position. And it'll be led by the usual suspects, but not quite what you'd expect. JT Realmuto, $4,300, definitely in play if you are fading Gossman. Gary Sanchez against Eovaldi is interesting, but the top price guy for me is Evan Gattis. He is crushing lefties, crushing righties, facing Jacob Junis, a guy that can be very good, but when he's not locating, gives up a lot of fly balls, a ton of fly balls. Houston has the third highest total on the slate. I told you the weather is very accommodating to Houston, blowing out hard to left and very, very hot, so it'll be very hitter-friendly. Jacob Junis has reverse splits. Lefties 311, righties hit 343 off of him, and the Astros' third highest total at 5.2. The two top totals is Texas and Colorado, as you'd expect. So Houston comes in third, and Gattis at 39 can be a very nice play if you're paying up at the catcher's position. Scroll down, like Yasmani Grandal at 37 versus Derek Holland could be interesting. The one thing I'll say about Holland, I have no problem with people stacking the Dodgers. No problem at all, because Holland we know can get blown up. If you look at the Dodgers, it's quite interesting. Their team total is 4.7. It's like 7th or 8th on the slate. Lefties 261, righties 373. Holland finds a way to just keep it, like, not get blown up. But maybe the blow-up's coming, and it may be tonight. So Grandal could be in play for you at 37. You go down a little farther, you got the likes of Chris Iannetta. If he does get the start in Colorado, the lefty Mendez gives up a ton of contact. The strikeout rate of, like, 18% in the minors. tendency to give up the long ball. Again, hot as heck in Texas. So Iannetta at 35 against a lefty can be intriguing. Yadi Molina at 34 versus Lester is another guy you could give a look at if you wanted to. Yan Gomes at 33 versus Gibson. I do like Gibson a lot. Now, Cleveland has tremendous track record versus Gibson when we get to BVP. Lefty's 308, righty's 329. It's kind of a reverse split. Gomes has really good numbers versus Gibson. If you're fading him, that's a guy to keep an eye on at his price point at $3,300. Slide down a little farther. Tucker Barnhart's always a guy we like at 3,200, especially if he's batting second. You have Chad Kuhl, who lefties do like to hit around quite a bit. So Barnhart at 32, worth a play if you're going that direction. Tyler Flowers at 31 versus Clayton Richards, another good option there. Atlanta in a great spot tonight, 4-6 total. Lefties 282, righties 345 versus Clayton Richards. So those bats from the right side, plus Freddie Freeman against anybody, is in play for you there with Atlanta. So many ways to go on a 15-game slate. Like ownership, again, should be spread out pretty good. When you look at some other guys a little farther down the price point, you got the likes of Johnny Lucroy at 29 versus Skaggs. Not running to play just because of an inconsistency and a slate this size. There will be other options, like a Rafi Lopez at 27 if you aren't using McCarthy. There's a nice cheaper option you can take a look at. Maybe a Mitch Garver or a Bobby Wilson against Kluber. Probably not, but he's cheap. Martin Maldonado at 2,700 versus Bassett's a guy I wouldn't mind looking at that price point. And then other than that, check your lineups. There will obviously be some definite value opening up at the catcher's position on a 15-gamer. First base is ridiculous as usual. Freddie Freeman, yes. You got Encarnacion at 5K, who's really had phenomenal success against Kyle Gibson. Jose Martinez at 49 versus Lester. I'm not running to play. Could he run into one? Sure. But he's not a main target of mine. I'd rather go to like Joey Votto at 48 versus Chad Kuhl. I wish this was a Great American Small Park on a slate like this. You get some super low ownership because Pittsburgh is a tough ballpark to hit in. But would be a nice look for you there. You scroll down a little further. Eric Hosmer at 45 could be a nice play versus Brandon McCarthy. Carlos Santana switch hitting versus Suter is not bad. Greg Bird, 4,100 versus Eovaldi. If he's hitting like in the middle or higher up in the lineup, he's towards the bottom, loses a little appeal. But then again, if you're playing Yankees, it differentiates things for you quite a bit. Farther down you look, like Jose Abreu at 4K versus Mike Fiers. Abreu just quietly gets it done day after day after day. White Sox at 4.5 total. Lefties 353, righties 342 versus Mike Fiers. So some White Sox bats could be extremely sneaky tonight. But Joey Gallo at 4K is outstanding versus Bettis. Bettis giving up like six or more runs in his last few starts. When you look at Joey Votto in these last few games, allergies are killers, absolutely killers. Where did he go? Yeah, I can't find it right now. But he's hitting his hard contact rate. I was reading like over the last week or so is like around 70-75%, which is just insane. So the big games are coming. He's just hitting into that shift and everything else that comes along with it. So Joey Gallo at 4K is definitely worth a look. Matt Adams at $3,900 versus Aaron Sanchez. Sanchez loves to give up the fly ball, loves to give up the home run. Lefty's 373, righty's 375 off Aaron Sanchez. So Matt Adams, first base outfield eligible at 39. Could be going to Ding Dong City tonight. Justin Bour at 38 versus Gossman, definitely worth a look as well. Yuli Gurriel heating up. Mentioned him for the podcast yesterday. Another 9 points yesterday in Oakland. 9, 17, 10, 29, 8 in his last five games. He's 3,800. We mentioned Junis and his reverse splits. So Gurriel could be another low-owned option for you there. Matt Davidson, first base, third base for the White Sox at 36 for a cheaper play. No, Miguel Sano's not available because he got sent down to single A. Your daily Yonder Alonso's too cheap signing at 3,500 if you need to punt. Ronald Guzman at 34, not running to play him, but in that hitting environment, a weird piece of the puzzle like that could really come into play because he can run into one from time to time. And if you're stacking, he's definitely in the stack at $3,400, so keep that in mind. Other than that, like a Louis Valbuena at 31 can be a cheapie. And I'm not going to go over everybody, but Kendrys Morales also at 3K. Switch hitting could be interesting, but check your lineups, see what pops up for you. Second base, Altuve at 5K is worth a look. Albies at 48 does hit lefties extremely, extremely well. Scooter Jeanette at 47. DJ LeMahieu's back, again, facing that bad lefty in Mendez in that hitter's yard in Texas at 46. All great plays up top there. All great plays. Some other good ones in the middle, but you slide down to guys like Cesar Hernandez at 4K, but Descalso at 39 versus Lugo is interesting. Not running to play it. Josh Harrison at 39 versus Matt Harvey is definitely in play for you there. Don't hate that at all. Adrubal Cabrera at 37 versus Godley, but one I love, absolutely love. If you're not paying up top, Yoan Moncada, $3,700, likely leading off against Mike Fiers, is outstanding. That's a great, great, great play right there at $3,700 for Yoan Moncada. So definitely keep him on your radar. Corey Spangenberg at $3,500, second base, third base eligible against McCarthy, is in play. Rugi Odor in a GPP, especially in a Texas stack at 35. Bettis has given up a lot of runs, a lot of hard contact, like six or more runs lately, just getting beat to crap. So Texas is alive and well tonight. You scroll down some more, you're going to have the likes of like maybe a Logan Forsyth at 3,200 versus Derek Holland. You could give a look at that. I'd probably pass Kiki, or he's at short, so I'll get there because that'll be the typical Dodgers versus the lefty. You got to play Kiki Hernandez. All right, third base, you got Jose Ramirez at $5,300. Yeah, he's definitely very good at baseball. Don't hate that. But Nolan Arenado at 49 against Mets. This ballpark is going to play like Coors Field. If Arenado was in Coors Field against Mendez, he'd be almost $6,000. $4,900 is a steal. DraftKings doesn't factor in weather, and Arenado's worth every penny of that price tag. You go down a little farther. Bregman swinging a hot stick at 45. Jake Lamb at 44 went Ding Dong City again yesterday. He's interesting. Josh Donaldson is out. I forgot about that. So it makes Gio at 8,800 look even better. Even better, guys. Brian Anderson at 42 is okay. Travis Shaw, interesting play versus Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta giving up a ton of contact this year. Shaw at $4,200 could be an intriguing option there. If you aren't using Ronaldo Lopez, a guy like Jaime Candelario at 4,100, I could definitely get behind. But one of the better plays at third base today is $4,000. His name is Justin Turner. Mashes lefties, absolutely crushes them. Since 2017, there's only one hitter in all of baseball who has a 300 ISO or better with a sub 10% strikeout rate versus left-handed pitchers, and that is Justin Turner. Derek Holland has the second highest wOBA against right-handed batters since 2017. So Justin Turner at $4,000 is outstanding. Bad pricing. Todd Frazier could be a GPP play at $3,800. Anthony Rendon at 38 I like a lot as well outside of Turner. Rendon at 38 is a really good price tag. We usually target him versus lefties, but he's hitting everything right now, and Aaron Sanchez is bad. So definitely like that. Beltre at 38 is interesting if you really want to go there to get a piece of that just massive total in that ballgame. Yolmer Sanchez at 36, another nice White Sox piece versus Mike Fiers. I mentioned Spangenberg already. Moustakas at 35 versus Morton for your GPP home run plays. Jed Jericho, second base, third base at 34, does mash his lefties, but I like Lester today. It might backfire, but I do like him. Scott Kingery, 3,400, third base shortstop if you aren't using Suter. Kingery could be a nice cheap option at third or short for you as well. A few more to take a gander at. Maybe a Panda at 33, I'd rather not. Logan Forsyth, again, 3,200 could be in play. Excuse me. Colin Moran at 3,200 versus Matt Harvey in your GPP punts. Valbuena 31 as well for some punting action. And I'm not going to go over everybody because it's such a long slate and a long pod compared to usual. So come to the Slack chat and I will, you know, type out some values and some other things to look at when lineups come out. Shortstop, you got Lindor at 51 is really, really good, of course. Machado's not bad, but Trevor Story, again, treat this like it's Coors Field where he faces lefties and we always play him in Coors versus lefties. Story versus Mendez at 49 is electric. That is the electric factory. Didi Gregorius versus Nate Eovaldi at 46, definitely a play for you there. Correa at 45 against Junis is worth a play as well. You got Bogarts at 43 and a GPP only. But Chris Taylor, outfield shortstop at 4,100 versus Derek Holland, definitely a play for you there. B-Craw at 41 has been playing really well. I'm probably not going to run to play him against Stripling, but GPP, if you want to be really weird, if you're playing a ton of mass like entries, he could be worth a stash here or there. A guy like Jerkson Pro for our $3,800 versus Bettis, I like quite a bit. Marcus Semien at 38 versus Skaggs. I already spec Skaggs' game quite a bit, but Semien could be interesting at $3,800. You slide down some more. You got Kingery again at 34. Yair Munoz at 33 are options for you. Other than that, you're going to get down to the fun range of our our usual suspects. Adrian's at 29, but it's Kluber today, so you're not running to play that one. Where's my boy? There he is. JT Riddle, $2,700 versus Gausman. That's your punt right there, folks. If you're fading Gausman, you're punting. You're going, because this is why you love Riddle. He went deep yesterday for 14 points. He had a 0. He had a 9. He had a 0. This is what JT Riddle does, guys. And then he had 5. So 5 or more in 3 of his 5. The ones he didn't get him, zeros. JT Riddle, everybody. Welcome to punt land. All right, let's head to the outfield. Trout at 6K. Yes, always in play. I don't have to say it. Betts is always in play. Even against Paxton, he's in play. He's the only guy on the Red Sox that doesn't strike out a ton versus lefties. You got a guy like Bryce Harper at 5,200 versus Aaron Sanchez is outstanding. The part that sucks with Harper is everybody's walking him. So you're losing so many points, but still, he could easily find the bleachers once or twice today against Aaron Sanchez. Sanchez is that bad. Charlie Blackmon at 52, even though it's a lefty, I don't care. Blackmon can't hit lefties just fine. So definitely a play for you. JD Martinez and GPPs for the home run upside versus Paxton, but I'm not dying to play that. I'd rather go to 4,900 and play Chris Davis with a K against Tyler Skaggs. He's in play. Springer at 48 versus Junis is worth a look. Leonis Martin is one of the better hitters on Detroit, which says a lot about how bad their offense is, but he has to hit the ball hard, hit it well. He's 4,700 versus Ronaldo Lopez. You got David Peralta, who double-donged on Thursday night at 46. Sinchu Chu, crushing baseballs, one of the best hitters versus lefties lately. If I can find the stat for you, he's been absolutely crushing. There it is. So only four players in MLB have a 220-plus ISO, a 390-plus WOBA, and a 48% hard hit rate against righties this year. Betts, Trout, JD Martinez, and the fourth is Sinchu Chu. So keep that in mind. Absolutely crushing it. And those are the stats for Gallo. He has a 250 BABIP over the last 2 weeks and a 72% hard contact rate over that rate. So he's coming. Mazzara's got some great stats there as well. 194 BABIP, 51% hard contact. So Texas, folks, I don't have to say too much more. But choose and play at 46. Michael Brantley at 46, not bad either. Don't hate that. Christian Yelich at 46, interesting against Arrieta. Starling Marte versus Harvey at 46, so definitely some options to take a gander at in this mid to high 4K range. As you come down, like a Teoscar Hernandez, if you aren't using Gio at 44, love me some Juan Soto at 44. He double donged 2 days ago. He's in play today against Aaron Sanchez, big time in play. Justin Upton at 44 for your GPP. Same with Nelly Cruz, who stays on fire, went deep again yesterday. He's 4,300. We like Hoskins for Suter. McCutcheon's hitting everything. I just don't want to fade Stripling, but McCutcheon's hitting everything. Austin Meadows at 43 versus Harvey is definitely a nice, cheaper option there. Again, wish that was a Great American Ballpark. That would be awesome. Ozuna, if you're fading Lester at 42, is worth a look. Matt Kemp at 42 and Puig at 42. I like Kemp over Puig, but both outstanding plays against Derek Holland. Dodgers, you're going to get a nice little, you know, 4K-ish range price tag for most of them today. So I'm going to keep an eye on Chris Taylor at 41. Scott Schebler at 41 versus Cool. Can take him deep. That's a nice little GPP-type play. Brandon Nimmo in play yet again at 4K. Too cheap for one of the better hitters in all of baseball right now. Went deep yesterday. Stays hot, hot, hot. No more Mazzara at 4K and Joey Gallo at 4K are both outstanding options in that matchup versus Chad Bettis. Absolutely love it. You go down below the 4K range. Matt Adams at 39 we do like quite a bit. Ian Desmond, as much as I hate him, is a GPP play against Mendez. Corey Dickerson at 3,900 against Harvey, also worth a look there. Aaron Hicks always in play, but will probably be farther down the lineup versus a righty. Nick Castellanos versus Ronaldo Lopez at 38, not horrible. Mentioned Harrison Bader already earlier in the podcast. As you slide down to the mid-threes, you got the likes of Odubel Herrera against Suter. Man, not so much, but Michael Conforto, again, still only 3,500 versus Zach Godley. GPP-only type stuff is in play for the long ball. Like a Franmil Reyes, GPP only 3,400 versus Mark McCarthy for the long ball as well. Nico Goodrum against Ronaldo Lopez at 33 for some value GPP type stuff if you're going that direction. Noel Cuevas, if he gets to start for Colorado, right-handed bat, does start quite a bit. He's been hitting 300 with a homer and four ribbies since being recalled from AAA Albuquerque at the end of May. Right-handed bat with a little bit of thump in the minors. In that great hitting environment for $3,300 is a nice cheapie you can take a look at. Maybe a Jesse Winker at 33, but I'd rather have the Cuevas gamble there. You know, Lonnie Chisenhall at 32 versus Gibson is a decent cheapie in that matchup. we get to the bottoms of the threes and head into the twos, there will be a ton of value picking up. I'm not going to name them all off. So just check the Slack chat, check the lineups. You'll get a ton to go with, tons and tons and tons and tons and tons to go with. But let's recap your pitching real quick. All the way up top, Paxton 1, or no, Stripling 1, Paxton 2, Kluber 3, Skaggs 4, in the middle, Lester 1, Geo 2, Godley 3, Gossman 4, Gibson 5, down below, Lopez, Suter, Urania, McCarthy. As you can tell, there are a ton of bats to choose from. So definitely some to keep in mind if you want what you want to do with your pitching. A quick BVP look for you as we get this cracking. Starling Castro is actually 10 for 27, two doubles against Kevin Gossman. Josh Harrison, 5 for 11 versus Matt Harvey. Schebler and Scooter and Peraza and Winker have all, or no, just Scooter and Schebler are taking cool deep. Here's your Kyle Gibson. Edwin Encarnacion, 7 for 19 with a double and 4 homers off of Gibson. Yan Gomes, 11 for 24. It's a .458 average, 2 doubles and 2 homers. You got Jason Kipnis, 12 for 25, 2 doubles, .480 average. Michael Brantley, 5 for 16 with a double and a homer. Lindor, 10 for 23 with a double. Jose Ramirez, 7 for 22, 2 doubles and a homer. Chisenhall, 8 for 25, 2 doubles. They're hitting .374 with 20 extra base hits. A third of their hits are extra bases. Not bad. Not bad at all. Nick Markakis, 5 for 11, 2 doubles against Clayton Richards. Eric Hosmer, 6 for 17, 3 doubles versus Brandon McCarthy. Tim Anderson, 3 for 8 with a homer off of Mike Fiers. Ryan Braun's only hitting .250, but he's 7 for 28 with 3 homers off of Jake Arrieta. Aguilar, Sogard, Perez, and Santana have all taken him deep. Odubel Herrera, 2 for 4 with a double and a homer off Suter. Jed Jericho, 9 for 22 with a double and 3 homers off Lester. Molina, 12 for 37, 3 doubles and a homer. As a team, hitting .240 off of him. Wilson Contreras, 3 for 8 with 2 homers off of Waka. Ian Happ, 3 for 9 with 2 homers. Anthony Rizzo, 18 for 40, a double and 3 homers, a .450 average versus Michael Waka. That's pretty damn good. K with the Chris Davis, 4 for 8, 2 doubles and a homer. I told you I liked him a bit today. Simeon, 4 for 10 with a double. Ian Kinsler, 4 for 10 with a double. Yeah, Denard Span hitting .396 versus Rick Porcello, 19 for 48, a double and a homer. So there could be a GPP low ownership play because no one's going to play Span. And then McCutchen, 4 for 6 with a double and a homer off Stripling. Still not looking to run to play that. If you want your birthday boys, it's Dominic Smith's birthday for the Mets, if you want to get real weird versus Zach Godley. Travis Jankowski's birthday for the Padres versus Brandon McCarthy. I can get behind that a little bit. Eduardo Nunez, it's his birthday versus James Paxton. So three guys to keep on your birthday watch. It's a fun little thing we talked about in the Slack chat. So come join us there. Just ask for an invite. Have a lot of fun. Talk a lot of baseball. Talk a lot of everything. Depends on what you want. PGA rooms. Rooms for everything. So come join us there. I am on Twitter at BDentric. Ask away, and I will help the best I can. We are at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Bench with Bubba, episode 100. It is up and available. Recorded it last night with Brian Slack from Baseball HQ. Talking a lot of NL West players and many others. So really good stuff there. Go check that out. We talked around the base with Bubba Miller. Episode 68 is available as well. With Brian Sikowski of Perfect Game USA. Tons of great stuff there. We got the World Cup going on and much, much more. But good luck on this Friday 15-game slate. Lots to take in, lots to do. Have a good weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 15th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.